Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, and healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. Each year, Cure is presented with the unique opportunity to recognize individuals who have made a difference in the lives of those with lung cancer. Cure, Takeda, and the advocacy community are bringing together the lung cancer community to end the stigma, inform, connect, and empower anyone who has been impacted by lung cancer. Together as one community, we can also raise awareness of lung cancer, and most importantly, recognize and celebrate the esteemed individuals contributing to improving the lives of lung cancer patients. This year's Lung Cancer Heroes, Heidi Naufman-Onda, Dr. Hossein Borghai, and Dr. Kenneth Rosenzweig. In this episode, we'll hear from this year's class of award recipients and what the honor means to them and bringing the lung cancer community together. Our first hero is Dr. Hossein Borghai, a clinician, researcher, and educator at Fox Chase Cancer Center in Philadelphia. An established authority in the field of lung cancer immunotherapy, Dr. Borghai has led numerous investigator-initiated trials and was the first author to publish on the role of immunotherapy in non-small cell lung cancer in the New England Journal of Medicine. He serves the lung cancer community nationally and internationally.
There are many reasons why one can think about why it is important for the lung cancer community to come together. I think the number one reason is that we have patients who are in need. Unfortunately, the cure rates in this disease are still unacceptably low, even for early stage diagnosis. So there's a lot of work that needs to take place. Having the community, and that includes all the clinical investigators, all the scientific investigators, all the patient advocacy groups, to come together towards this common goal of finding better treatment options for our patients. And, you know, we can dare now to say a cure for this disease is significantly important. I don't think the progress we've made would have been easy for us to make if it wasn't for the close collaboration of the community of thoracic oncologists and patients and advocacy groups coming together. So I think the continuation of these efforts with more emphasis on quality of life, treatments that are less toxic and more effective, and closer collaboration between everybody from the laboratory to the clinic is what's needed to get us to a place where we can actually talk about a significant cure rate in this disease and along the way, you know, help every single patient who comes through our clinics.
So there were two other winners in addition to you. We have another healthcare provider and also a patient who actually started the White Ribbon Project. So do you have anything that you want to say to your fellow lung cancer heroes?
I'd like to tell them congratulations for this award. Congratulations for being recognized for your efforts. My hats off to all of our patients and all of our patient advocacy groups and patient advocates who spend an enormous amount of time trying to bring recognition and to try to bring more knowledge to the community at large and for giving lung cancer a voice in public. It's something that's been missing. So to all the investigators who are on Twitter and other social media who talk about lung cancer and talk about how this disease requires additional funding and research, I think it's very much appreciated. So I would say the work has just started. Let's keep the momentum going, and I hope to be able to see all of you in person very, very soon.
Our second hero is Heidi Naufman-Onda, a lung cancer survivor from Greenwood Village, Colorado. After noting the lack of initiatives from cancer centers across the country to advance Lung Cancer Awareness Month in November 2020, Heidi's husband made her a large wooden white ribbon, which marked the beginning of the White Ribbon Project, directed by Heidi. Today, there are nearly 1,000 white ribbons across the globe that have ignited positive change and made a significant impact. The White Ribbon Project has helped provide direct access to information, resources, and empowerment in the lung cancer community.
I think it's really important to, number one, through the White Ribbon Project, one of our goals is to be totally unified. So it doesn't matter if people have had a smoking history or not, they have a genetic mutation, if, you know, they, how long they've had lung cancer, what stage they're at. We want that to be unifying. But I think a lot of people feel alone initially, and they feel that there's no hope in this diagnosis. And by having these events and getting people together who are the faces of hope now, I mean, yes, there are certainly bad and devastating things that are happening, but I think there's more hope now than ever. And when people know those resources are there and can see presentations of peers, you know, representing, you know, people being 5-10 years out, I think that will help galvanize the community as well. And ultimately, I hope get more people screened, because I think, you know, we traveled the country this summer. We drove 7,000 miles throughout the United States visiting cancer centers. And the you know, the screening rates are just abysmal everywhere. And if I had a high risk factor for lung cancer and knew I was eligible, and if I only knew what was out there in terms of the institutional messaging, I don't think I would want to know. And I think the messaging and the imaging needs to change. And that's what we're doing by standing up. But somebody, you know, with the power that, you know, Cure has, and you know, and the pharmaceutical industry to be able to get the word out and showcase people who are willing to put themselves out there and tell these real stories, I think things will improve.
Absolutely. And the only other thing, so two physicians also were named heroes. So there's three total. And obviously we had the event last year. So is there anything you want to say to your fellow heroes that you're getting this award with?
Yes. I want to express my gratitude for the physicians and scientists that are working tirelessly to improve treatments and outcomes for people. But I also want them to know that their advocacy is so appreciated and so important. Without the advocacy of the medical community and these physicians, it's very, very hard for survivors to be seen as valid resources, that we are, you know, what we say is backed up by them. And they fight for us, just like they did with breast cancer and HIV/AIDS. That changed the course of those diseases, having the medical community, you know, lock arms with the survivors.
Our third hero is Dr. Kenneth Rosenzweig of Mount Sinai Health System, New York. During his time as a researcher, educator, and administrator, Dr. Rosenzweig has maintained a clinical practice devoted to improving the lives of lung cancer patients. He's also been awarded the Coleman Family Award for Excellence in Physician Communication, which is bestowed upon the top 1% of physicians.
It's really incredible to hear people who I rely on and look to as, you know, mentors and leaders and, you know, sources of advice say nice things about me, you know, because, you know, working together has been, you know, some of the most important aspects of my career and things I look, you know, most fondly about. One thing I don't speak about a lot is early on in my career, after I'd started specializing in the treatment of lung cancer and other thoracic cancers, my father was diagnosed with metastatic lung cancer. And unfortunately, it was found when it was very advanced. You know, treatments, you know, the treatment portfolio back then, over 20 years ago, was much less than it is now. And he didn't do well and unfortunately passed away. And I think that was an important learning experience for me as well, as painful and as excruciating as it was at the time, because, you know, to see firsthand what a patient goes through when they're getting chemotherapy and radiation. And I've tried to bring that to my clinical career and clinical practice as well, and the research and just even the way we set up the department. So again, I don't speak about that a lot, but to hear you say these kind words makes me feel, you know, that I'm honoring my father's legacy as well. And makes it even more poignant for me to have gotten this award. So thank you very much for everything that you've said and for being such tremendous colleagues the past decades.
And one question I've been asking everybody. So part of the reason we do this event is obviously to recognize our heroes, but we also do it as a way to kind of bring the lung cancer community together. So for you, what does that mean? And like, why is it important for us to be raising this awareness and bringing the community together in this way?
So let me just think for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, so lung cancer is, you know, very difficult disease to treat due to the nature of the illness. And also, even with all our best efforts, there's still a stigma associated with the disease. So I think events like what CURE is doing are extremely important for the lung cancer community to realize that there's hope out there and that, you know, that new treatment paradigms exist, and that all the doctors involved in a patient's care are all working together. So I know the nature of medicine these days is everyone is, you know, super subspecialized and in their own little silo and own little world. But in lung cancer, I think we do reach across disciplines to really work together to help patients in every aspect. So, you know, very close colleagues with thoracic surgeons, medical oncologists, pulmonologists, and we look at ourselves as one team taking care of the patient, not just, you know, this is my little turf and don't you step on it. And I think that's a powerful message to get across to the community, both the patient community, the healthcare community, and even just organizations to know that this collegiality exists and we all have one goal in mind, improving patients' outcomes and their experience if they're suffering from lung cancer and other diseases.
Perfect. And then just one other. So obviously you've won. We have Dr. Hossein Borghai and Heidi. She's a patient advocate who was behind the White Ribbon Project. So do you have anything that you want to say to your fellow heroes?
Yeah, so you know, I'm very familiar with their work, and to be included in that group is extremely meaningful to me, and it's a great honor. And to see the other people, the other honorees approaching the care of lung cancer patients from their disciplines, you know, as we all know, some of the biggest advances the past 10, 15 years have come through medical oncology. So just day after day, they're improving the lives of patients coming through our clinics and our you know, hospitals. And patient advocacy is so important, especially in lung cancer, that people don't feel alone. So, you know, all respect to the other honorees, and I'm just delighted to be part of them. And I guess we'll always be associated for the rest of our career. So that's very important to me and makes me very happy.
Don't forget to subscribe to the CURE Talks Cancer Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode. Or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The CURE Talks Cancer Podcast is the official podcast of CURE Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @CURE_magazine or Facebook at @CURE magazine.